Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
The Ryder Cup begins this week at Bethpage Black. U.S. Captain Keegan Bradley and European captain Luke Donald, of course, have their star-studded teams ready to go for the U.S. We've got Scottie Scheffler, Bryson DeChambeau. Europe, of course, they've got Rory McIlroy.
Rory McIlroy. I don't remember. And maybe it's the, but maybe it's the season of life we're in. I don't know what it is, but I don't remember ever being this excited for any golf tournament.
What about it?
It's just the pageantry. Obviously, it's the competition. It's so raucous and rowdy, and we've already. You know, they've been doing media this morning. I think there's a practice round today. They played practice rounds yesterday a little bit. Everybody is so rowdy. You've already seen, like, people dressed up as Uncle Sam that are headed in there up at Bethpage. It's just – there's just something about it, man. I don't know what it is, but I am more excited for this Ryder Cup, Bo, than I've been for the Ryder Cup at any point in my life.
I'm glad. I actually like to hear that. I'm a fan of the Ryder Cup. I think people know I'm not Abe Gordon. All right, I don't watch track and field on a Wednesday morning at 5 a.m. But however, I do love all sports for the most part, and I love the Ryder Cup because this is an individual sport, and we get to watch it in a team atmosphere. Not to mention, it's America versus the world, but Europe, and you know. The crowd is it's not a typical golf crowd in his terms of what's accepted. I mean, they want the chance. Like, the players get into the players interact with the fans. There, it's just not your dad's golf tournament. You know what I mean? It's way outside the box. It's a lot of fun, and I feel really good about our team. I mean, we have the best player in the freaking world. Scottie Scheffler.
Yeah.
Okay? I will take him against anybody in the world, including little Rory. So step up, big dog, because you ain't taking us down. We are going to win this. We got Bethpage Black. We're at home. I will say this. I do like it when it's in Europe because, you know, I guess I won't get the chance to do this this year because Mike and I are hosting pregame. But normally, Allie, you know, in the radio booth, get one of the TVs we got on or my iPad, and I watch the Ryder Cup, and it's normally late in the day because they're in Europe, and they teed off at like 5 a.m., right? This year it's going to be on during the Sunday action. Will be on during the end of it. But, dude, my iPad, I'm going to be at home with two TVs. There's too much good college football. So you got to get like an iPad or a laptop going and watch the Ryder Cup in tow with it. So it's a big deal. I really enjoy it. I'm really excited actually to hear – Mike say he's so excited because I know Mike doesn't watch as much golf as I do.
Yeah.
So that means we're getting more of a fringe fan into it. So I love that.
Yeah. I mean, I watch the majors, and I watch obviously like the Ryder Cup and things like that. But this event is like if the Olympics and TGL had a baby.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, that's how I feel about this. It's so unique. And I don't get it wrong. I watch the Ryder Cup every year. But there's just something this year where I can do the trick. I can see myself doing the trick that I know my wife hates, where I walk around. I do the iPad like Bo's talking about, and I leave it like in the kitchen because, you know, the kids are running around like crazy.
Right.
They're wanting to play out back or play in the driveway or do this, do that. They want this video. So I'll kind of carry the iPad from room to room, and I'll leave, you know, an AirPod in,
mm-hmm.
and I just listen and watch. And this one, my wife looks at me. She's like, "Did you hear me?" I'm like, "Wait, what? What'd you say?" She's like, your son wants some juice. I'm like, oh, yeah, no problem, buddy. I'll go get you some juice. No problem.
Have either of you reached the realm of malehood? Because it happens to every guy. Where you watch golf.
Very sexist on the way
into this. I'm sorry, but it happens to every single dude I know. You're watching golf. You lay down on the couch, and the hands go across the belly.
Oh, 100%.
You just kind of fall asleep. 100%.
Allie, I reached that at 16 years old. I mean, I remember being in college. I'd go home, and my parents get on the futon, and I would put either NASCAR or the Braves on.
Yeah.
And then I would wake up and watch the end.
It's
I've reached a part of manhood where, Mike, you're going to get a kick out of this. We were here at the beach, and this toilet started flushing slow. And I'm like, I don't like this. I need to get a plunger. Couldn't find one. So Amy goes, hey, I'm going to – Amy went to get something. And so she's out, and I text her, go ahead and buy us a plunger just in case. So she comes back, and her mom has found me the plunger that's here at the house. So I use that, and I go, hey, I go, just keep that plunger dry. And I walk over there, and I look at it, and I was like, this is a pretty nice plunger.
Yeah.
Like, this is nice. I said, we're taking this home with us. And I was like, wow, I've got problems.
Yeah, I've been there. There is.
I get excited about a plunger.
Allie, to answer your question, that's not a. You said something wrong when you asked about that stance. You were like, you lay down on the couch and your hands. That's not a laying down formation. That is a reclined formation. That is a. I am still seated upright,
okay.
Kind of. You know what I mean? Where I'm just kind of lounged just a little bit in my chair, and then the hands go across the belly.
Gotcha.
All right, when you're laid flat, that's not what happens. All right, but this is just this one right here.
I think it could happen either way. Yeah.
I'm not, the hands across the belly does not happen when I'm laying flat. It's
you're
only
like,
when I'm at like a 45 degree angle.
You're like an airplane mode.
There's nothing better.
I'm just fat enough now to have the belly to put my hands on. Right, Dylan?
Yeah. I'm right there too. It pokes out just enough for me where I can get in that go-to position, because that's the go-to position right there. Yeah, some good food. You're about to watch either, you know, NASCAR, movie, is whatever kind of sporting event. And, yeah, you just drift off. That's some good sleep right there.
I'm going to tell you something. Don't sleep on how good it is to sleep during a NASCAR race, what's on TV, because especially if you get, like, a short track, because they're constantly.
Yes.
I mean, you're just like, oh, man, that's so soothing. It's like a sound machine for a baby.
Yeah, and you can miss about 10 laps of a NASCAR race and wake up and still see what's going on. So
you heard 200.
You heard it here first. NASCAR Squid Billy's ASMR.
And as a reminder, before I hand it off to Allie for Which One Wednesday, this Mic'd Up brought to you by Buffalo's Cafe. Come wink it family style, one of Buffalo's Cafe's 13 Atlanta locations.
Head nod to Dylan for reading some of these today for me, making sure they're all in line.
Like, hey, is this right? Yeah, okay, that sounds right.
Is that verbiage right? Right. So, obviously, Mike and Bo are going to debate which one they would rather go with all of these scenarios. And I hate to bring this up first, but I have to. Which Falcon would you trust to give the post-game pep talk after that loss in Carolina?
Oh, wow.
Mike Hughes or Bijan Robinson?
I'll go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll go first. Bijan Robinson. I think we heard some of the audio already. I'm telling you, Bijan Robinson, and I love Mike Hughes, and this is in no way a knock on Mike Hughes, but Bijan is a guy that always has a calming, positive, uplifting way about him with the way he talks. He never, you know, the guy will go off for 200 yards and won't be too high on it at all. Like, won't be like, oh, look at me. He's like, look, first off, I want to thank. You know, he always thinks God, and then he thinks his teammates, his offensive line. Like, he never gets too high or too low. And that steadiness is what you need when you want to, you know, you have a loss like Sunday, to me.
Everything you just said is the reason I'm not picking Bijan. I think Mike Hughes would be a little more fiery. I think he'd be a little more emotional. And I think I agree with you. Bijan, very level-headed. And I think Mike Hughes is, too. I'm giving a slight edge to Mike on just getting a little more. Hey, man, this is my life. I work for this. That's my quarterback. You know what I mean? Those kind of things. That's what I like to hear. That's what I would like to hear after the loss. Now, the player in me, I'd probably go Bijan, but looking from this angle, I'm like, no, man, light the fire.
Yeah.
Let's go. And I would trust Mike Hughes a little bit more to do that.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, which one is more likely to happen? Haynes King wins the Heisman or Georgia Tech has that 10-win season? Mike, you start this
one. I have been thinking about this since you teased it on the way out. All right, and I've struggled with this because I think if you get one, and maybe not Heisman winner, but Heisman finalist, I think if you get one, you get both. You know what I mean?
Like,
I think if they win 10, I think Haynes is a Heisman finalist. I think if Haynes is a Heisman finalist, they probably won 10 games. You know what I mean? But I would say it's more likely they win 10 just because of the schedule. The schedule really, after dealing with Clemson, it really suits out to be a pretty good run for them. They're not playing some of the more difficult teams. For whatever reason, Haynes is not getting the hype that I think he should. Now, once you move through the season, Bo, and you get to 8 wins and you get to 9 wins, maybe that'll pick up. But, man, as long as he stays healthy, he's going to be in that conversation at some point.
Yeah, winning the Heisman I don't think is ever going to happen for him for some reason. It just because he hasn't even gotten any hype at all. I think 10 wins, though. But I do think that it plays out well. I also question his health. You know, he's missed a few. He's going to miss. I think they're going to be quick with him. If there's a game that they're kind of pulling away, which doesn't necessarily, I'm not saying that's going to happen a lot, but if it does, he's going to come out. I just don't think he's going to, at the end of the day, be able to have the numbers. Although, tell you something, he's up there and he's really close, and then he goes and has a big game against Georgia, and they win.
Yeah, be a good question.
I don't know about that. Right. Which 92.9 personality would you trust to fix the Wi-Fi if it went down at Mercedes-Benz Stadium? Andy Bunker or Carl Dukes? Bo, you start this.
Well, I was going to say Grant McCauley, but he's not on there.
He's not on there.
I would go with Andy because I love Carl to death. And I think Carl's the type of guy that if his tree falls in his backyard, he's going to go up there and cut it up. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he can fix anything technical like that. I was his producer for a while too, so I have a little bit of thought process on this. So I'm going with Andy. So I go AB.
Yeah, I'm going to go Carl because I think Carl would be better off talking somebody else into doing it. I think Carl would get on the phone and be like, "Hey man, hey, Wi-Fi is at Mercedes Benz. I'm going to need you to come fix that. I'm going to need you to get down here right now to come fix that." But yeah, I'm going to say Carl's probably better off. I don't think either one of them are going to be hands-on with this problem. Carl's going to be better off at talking somebody else into doing it.
Yeah, Wi-Fi's
hey,
out.
Hey, man, the I'm Wi-Fi's like, down. I need you to come help me out.
I'll say this. When it comes to anything like anything technology-based like that, always go with the younger guy. Yeah.
Which would you rather see this weekend? A great game against the Commanders. Stays close, but ultimately ends in a loss.
Oh.
Or a sloppy game. Lots of problems, but ends up in a win. Mike, you're first.
They need a win. I don't care how it comes. They need a win. You can fix the sloppiness later. It's always easier to fix the sloppiness after a win. Give me the win all day, every day, and especially twice on Sunday.
Well, much like a college co-ed, sometimes you got to get sloppy and to win and get it done, and then you can worry about getting something a little bit better.
There was an AO in there.
There's a something in there.
Something.
I don't know. What's
something.
I'm confused.
A few somethings,
really
somethings in there.
One last one real quick. It's fall. Petting zoos are always set up at apple picking fields. So which one would you rather let your kid bring home, a goat or a pig?
Huh. Oh, well. Who's going first?
Bo, you go first.
Bo was Squiggy. I think we know where we're going.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. I've had both. I had a potbelly pig named Squiggy, and we had goats when I was a little bit younger. The pig is cleaner and does not eat the house. A goat will try to eat the side of your house. You don't want goats. The goats are fun and all, but the pig is ultimately the better pet.
Yeah.
So I'm going with pig.
Yeah, I would say the pig, too, because you can also partake when it comes to your holiday meals.
You can't.
Savage, bro. You going to go out like that, dog?
To go to commercial. And if I was in studio right now.
Man.
Golly, Mike.
Oh,
look,
man.
It's like an investment every time you feed it.
There is a really funny video of a little girl that points. She's at a petting zoo, and there's a cow. She points to the cow. She goes, burger. I want cheese on mine.
Oh, yes. I've seen that. That's so funny.
That's hilarious. Burger. I could definitely hang with that. Hey, have you ever seen those fainting goats?
Yeah.
The ones that just...
Oh, yeah.
No, I would take one of those as a pet because that would just be funny. Just watching one just faint and fall down the stairs.
Every time there's a noise, they're just, locked up.
Well,
those are funny.
We've got the wake-up call, 404-726-0929. You can ask your questions to Mike and Bo. They've been studying the film. They've been looking at our defense, Commander's offense. We've been talking about these matchups. Where is your head on this? Call us now, 404-726-0929. You can also tweet us at 929-MORNINGSHIFT. This hour has been brought to you by Zero Res. Book an appointment today with Zero Res, Atlanta's best carpet cleaning service. The wake-up call is next on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.